Welcome back to Hoosier Ag This Week. Eric Pfeiffer here at the Indiana State Fair. We're at the Purdue Extension Building, formerly the Indiana Farm Bureau Building. Let's send it over to CJ Miller now, hear more from the fairgrounds.
Thank you, Eric. I'm here on the north side of the Indiana State Fairgrounds and Event Center at the Glass Barn, which is presented by the Indiana Soybean Alliance, and I'm with the chair of ISA, Kevin Cox. He's also a farmer from Clay County near Brazil, Indiana. And first of all, Kevin, what can folks expect once they walk inside this beautiful glass barn here at the Indiana State Fairgrounds?
Well, it's an incredible opportunity for anybody to be able to get a better understanding of what agriculture is, especially modern-day agriculture. So people have, you know, this preconceived idea or this perception of what agriculture is. So to be able to walk into here, to be able to interact with actual producers that'll be here every day, they can sit down and talk to them. There's a combine simulator here that has been all new and improved, so now they can actually go in there and they can run that machine just like they were in the field with it. So the Glass Barn is an exciting showcase for Indiana agriculture. We had 125,000 people go through the Glass Barn last year. Incredible number of people, record-setting number every year. There's an opportunity for photo booths back in the back. You can take a snapshot of yourself. You can have it emailed to you. A lot of things going on to be able to understand agriculture and just to be able to see what it is that we do today.
And Kevin, what I love about the Glass Barn is that it gives kids and grandkids the opportunity to have that hands-on experience with Indiana agriculture.
And there are so few people that are actually involved in agriculture itself. So as we become more and more removed from the farm all the time, you know, to be able to bring people in, to be able to experience what agriculture is today, you know, that allows us an opportunity to be able to interact with them one-on-one so that they can see the farmers are real people too.
Chatting with Kevin Cox, chair of the Indiana Soybean Alliance, check off here at Hoosier Ag Today at the Glass Barn. And when it comes to the Indiana State Fair, you don't just find soybeans here inside the Glass Barn. There are soybeans quite literally all over the state fairgrounds.
Absolutely. So they're using biodiesel, which is generated and produced from soybeans that are grown here in the state. And so if they're riding on the trolleys and getting around the state fair, they'll be able to experience, you know, just one more opportunity here for us to be able to burn the bean, we call it, to be able to utilize soybeans that we're producing here. Pore Shield is a product that is a concrete sealant. Again, part of the checkoff program, which is what the Indiana Soybean Alliance is all about, is investing dollars that are taken out of the grain checks whenever grain's settled and to be able to figure out ways of utilizing and finding new uses for those beans all the time.
Kevin, tell me about some of the new things that folks can find when they walk into the Glass Barn here at the Indiana State Fairgrounds.
So as you come in here, we had an art project this year, and so you'll be able to see those. We have the People's Choice Awards. We'd encourage everybody to come in and cast a vote for that. There is an interactive a bingo game that you can participate in and play. And as you go around the room, you'll be able to get the answers to the questions that are involved in that. So it gives you another opportunity to better understand what agriculture is.
Check it out here on the north side of the Indiana State Fairgrounds and Event Center, the Glass Barn, presented by the Indiana Soybean Alliance, and Kevin Cox, chair of ISA. Thank you so much for joining us here on Hoosier Ag Today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.